Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is 7:12, now in the time machine. We're in the way back machine.
Oh, the way back machine.
We're going back, well, about 40 years.
Okay.
Going back to 1982.
Okay.
Okay. Heather Locklear.
Oh.
Okay. In 1982.
Dynasty,
you did whatever Heather Locklear told you to do.
Of course you did.
Okay, especially if you were a young teenage male. Okay?
T.J. Hooker. He was in T.J.
So here's Heather.
I love these mornings. Getting charged, feeling fit, spending a little time with my friend. It's something I do for myself that I'll never give up. And this is another. I like milk for all the good, healthy things that are in it. But I love milk for how terrific it makes me feel. I'm drinking milk for good.
Okay. If Heather Locklear says in 1982 I'm drinking milk, there you go.
That may be why I am still drinking milk.
And now it's our pleasure to welcome the 21st century of Heather Locklear, the 21st century version. Amy Hall from Granite State Dairy Promotion.
That is perfect.
She was trying to figure out where I was going to go with that. But.
I had some thoughts, but I wasn't quite sure. But thank you. You almost sure know how to make a girl smile. I appreciate it.
It's my job, girl. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I am, believe it or not, glad to have the rain on behalf of my farmers, because goodness knows they don't need another place to go through right now. So
right.
This will be quite helpful since they got some corn in the ground recently.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's true. But yeah, that was a pretty popular commercial in 82 with Heather Locklear running down the beach with her dog going, you know, I do this all the time. I love milk. I drink milk for good. And that was a whole ad campaign. And it ran for a while and did pretty well.
Yeah. You know, back in the day growing up, Saturday morning cartoons, when I'd watch those, there used to be milk ads left and right, you know, growing up strong. And it was cool to see. I actually kind of miss the milk ads. But maybe they'll be back someday. I know that we're still doing them at Granite State Dairy Promotion because we're awesome.
Yeah.
If you know what people like to see.
Mm-hmm.
National, they'll catch up with us eventually.
Oops, oh,
sorry about that. What are you still watching Heather?
I'm watching Heather, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, as Amy's talking, I'm trying to picture Amy because she's not in the studio, so I have to look at Heather. So.
Oh,
yeah.
What a hard thing.
Nobody needs to see me running down the street. Trust me. We're here trying to promote milk, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Because this is all about you. Sure, okay, good.
Well, we still love you. We love hearing from you.
We do. You know that.
You know, because that's where the real beauty comes out.
It's funny because I was looking at a commercial this morning from the 50s, and it was a family putting the milk, and I was going to do it, but it's more of a visual, to the Sugar Smacks.
Well, see, and I was going to say with the Saturday morning cartoons, it's because the milk ads were great because all the other ads were for children's cereal.
Yep.
You know, so the milk was the healthy part of eating, you know, your Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit Loops just came out. I should have said colored corn.
I was never a Fruit Loops guy. Never liked that.
Fruit Loops wasn't
bad. You know what I was? I was a big Apple Jacks girl.
Apple Jacks.
I haven't thought of Apple Jacks.
That's great. Yep. I went through an Apple Jacks phase.
And I like Sugar Smacks, Sugar Pops.
Yeah,
those were good. Wow.
When they called cereal
for
what it was. Yeah.
What do you got going on? You got something going on in dairy this weekend?
Well, I do. And, you know, I had sort of alluded to this last week, and we ran out of time because I'm Irish and I run my mouth. So I can try to get through this because I think we have a guest on the phone joining me today.
We certainly do.
One of my goals for June is because we can't do any events. You know, we can't participate in any of our Millennium events to hand out milk. We had to cancel the UNH Open Barn. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, June is Dairy Month. So how do I go about celebrating this? And, you know, I had the thought maybe we could do something around, like, June Dairy Drive Month, given, you know, the struggles of the food insecure and some of the things our dairy producers were going through. And then, you know, out of the blue, I believe it was after the WMUR piece that I got a phone call from the Dairy Police Patrolmen's Association, Mike, a real good guy, and he said, you know, we really want to help out. You know, we want to do something for our community that's sort of twofold. We want to help out the people who feed us, and, you know, we also want to help out those who might need milk the most. So I'm going to stop talking, and what I'd like to do is introduce Adam. Excuse me if I slaughter your last name. I think I have it right. Adam Petkus. He is the union
president. Yeah, that's close enough.
Excellent. He's actually the union president, so I feel like I've made it big time because I have a president on the phone.
There you go.
So what I'll let him
be voted out at any time.
I'll turn it over to Adam and let him talk a little bit more about this.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
No problem. It's a little nerve-wracking, but, you know, I figured I can cook my eggs and call in. I'll be okay.
You're doing fine.
Eggs sound good.
You're doing fine.
That sounds good. Yeah. So why did the Dairy Patrolmen's, Police Patrolmen's Association decide to get involved with this?
Well, other than the fact that it just sounded like a great idea to help out the community, I had been... I had caught word that the Dairy Association was struggling, that there was a overproduction of milk. They weren't able to move, that they were dumping milk. They couldn't find enough people to buy it. We had a friend who kind of helped us get in touch with people over at Hood, Mike St. Cyr over at Hood, and kind of set up this idea that we would, as a union, we would purchase some milk, bring it into Derry and just give it away to some families in town, knowing that milk is one of those cost items, especially for larger families, that can really add up. I know personally from growing up with four kids, my mom was buying 4 gallons of milk a week.
Okay. I know. It was taking up most of the room. Yep. It does.
So we just kind of saw it as a great opportunity for our union to put our face out there, you know, and do something good for the community. And something that's, you know, a little detached from police work, and just do something nice. And it would also help out the New Hampshire dairy farmers and the Dairy Association. You know, it's a quick little thing that we've been doing for the past two Saturdays. We come in for about 2 hours. We stand out back by Hood. We wave milk jugs in the air and try to talk to the people as they come through. And we just hand them a couple gallons of milk. Some cars come through. We give them 4 or 5 gallons, depending on what their need is. And just been trying to help out a little bit. It's been kind of a rough all around 2020. So
sure, no argument.
And every little bit of hope, every little bit of a good thing goes a long way.
Yes, definitely.
Are you gonna? Is this something you're gonna do during Dairy Month? You're gonna stay through this through June?
Well, we're hoping. Right now, we are definitely set up to run this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Right at Hood Middle School. We have about, I want to say, about 280 gallons of milk. We're still looking to move.
Wow, right.
So we do have, people were so generous when word got out in Derry that we were doing this, one of the local business owners, Eddie Leone, who owns La Coretta in Derry and Londonderry, he actually donated 90 crates of milk himself. He purchased 90 crates on his own,
wow,
donated it to our cause so that way we would have more milk to give out to the families. Hood themselves, we originally had set up to purchase 100 gallons, and they would donate 100 gallons. They ended up donating all 200 gallons. So we still have some money in our coffers that we can put towards buying more milk once we get rid of the stock that we have. So we're definitely looking at this Saturday, hoping to go to next Saturday, and if things seem to be going well, then we look to raise the money to keep it going through June. And I just don't see any reason why we should stop. If the need is out there and the people are still looking, and we can provide it, I don't see why we should stop.
Was this a hard sell, I mean, for the union to talk to the patrolman and say, okay, here's what we're going to do, everybody get behind this? Or did they say, yeah, that makes sense?
No, it was easy. I sent an email out to my e-board. I said, hey, this is what was brought to me. This is the idea. What do you guys think? They all said, sounds great. And then I just put the email out to the rest of the union body, and we had several officers that have donated their time every week to come out and We've even got a couple of recruits that have said that they want to participate in the event. So it's really not, hasn't been a hard sell at all. Everyone recognizes the,
well, and,
the,
you know,
the nice thing they're doing.
As you pointed out, 2020 been kind of an odd year so far, and I'm really sorry what's happening to police around the country. And so this is, you know, but I mean, it's Derry. It's, you know, you've got, you're in good with the community. You know the community. So this is a good thing for you, but thanks for the job you do. I mean, we really do appreciate it. You guys are the line. I cannot imagine going to work every day saying, is this the day? Am I going to go home tonight? That's a tough job. And whatever, you know, whatever you're being paid, in my book, it's not enough. So for you and all the patrolmen, thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And it's definitely a little rough around the edges right now.
Mm-hmm.
Derry is a very supportive community. That is,
yeah.
That is true. I forget how many years ago it was, but when we had there was an uptick in police officer deaths, the Texas shooting and some of the other ones, mm-hmm. the Derry community really rose up. A lot of people reached out. I remember actually standing at a gas station, putting gas in the cruiser, and a lady was staring at me, and I turned, I was, can I help you? And she said, I'm just watching your back while you pump gas. And that's just kind of the community that we have out in Derry. Very supportive, very supportive of the police.
Mm-hmm.
We are lucky to be that way. It is tough times. And I think it's tough for everyone all around, not just the police. I think there's a lot of confusion and a lot of anger, a lot of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bad mix for this year where everything's just falling the wrong way, it seems. So,
but you're right.
If we can do a little bit of good.
To have a community that's got your back, it's got to make you feel good.
Yes, it definitely does. It's nice to know that we're not a hated entity in the town. You know that mm-hmm. we definitely have a lot of support out there.
And stuff like this,
the men and women. Go ahead.
And stuff like this is great. You know, giving away milk and trying to give back to the community and help.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And it shows a different side of us because we're not out there in uniform. We do, you know, we have had an officer swing by in his car, but
mm-hmm.
we're not out there in uniform wearing badges and showing a police presence. It's more of just a personal presence, you know. We're smiling and waving and making jokes and talking to the kids that ride by on their bicycles. We actually had a little girl that wanted to take a gallon, so we put a gallon in her basket on the front of her bike so she could drive it home. So it's just a more personal way for us to be out there as opposed to always looking so professional. And I think that helps, too. People see us as people and not as a badge.
Mm-hmm. True. So you're going to be there this Saturday?
This Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Hood School. And, of course, if, you know, we still have a line of cars at 12 p.m. and we still got milk to give away, we'll certainly keep on throwing the milk out towards the people that swing by. It's not a hard set 2 hours. It's not like 12 o'clock. We close the doors and go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the hours that we've been basically doing 2 hours a weekend.
So
this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12.
So are all Derry police going to be there on Saturday?
Do you mean everyone that's there participating?
What I'm trying to find out is if you're all going to be there, can I go booting down Crystal Ave and not worry about the speed limit? You know, I'm just asking.
No. The shift will still be out doing their job.
Right.
The people that volunteer their time are off duty. Maybe one cruiser might swing by if it's in his area. So I don't know if you can figure out which one of those guys is.
No.
I'm not telling you to do
Adam,
it.
No. Adam, I'm doing the speed limit now that I know. That's fine.
Yeah.
I will not be horsing it up Crystal after on Saturday, so that's okay. But that's very cool, and I'm glad that Amy hooked up with you guys.
She's been awesome.
Yeah, she has.
She's helped with. Go ahead.
Nobody says no to Amy, so you know.
No, I don't know how you could. I mean, she seems that she's been extremely. extremely generous with her time and her efforts to try to get the word out there for us. And since I was put in touch with her, I mean, she's put together web-based flyers and just put together some great things to get the word out there, because I think promoting this has been a little difficult for us with everything going on. So having that extra help has been great.
Well, we will keep talking it up heading into the weekend. And you found our number, so if there's anything that Dairy Patrolman, the Patrolman Association, or Dairy PD needs, you pick up the phone, you call us, Adam.
Thank you so much.
No, appreciate it. You go back and what kind of eggs do you make? Fried eggs or scrambled? I mean, anything good?
I kind of make like a little egg scramble with some sausage, onions, and peppers. Throw a little seasoning in there.
Man after my own heart. Mm-hmm. And of course, you wash it down with milk, right?
Of course.
Okay, yeah, just checking.
Right. The size I am. You know, watching all those commercials as a kid.
I was going on a limb there. If he said, no, I'm drinking Tang, they would have gone to hell. But anyway, Adam, thank you very much for checking in. And like I said, our line's always open if you need anything.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right.
No problem at all.
Thank you, Adam. We love you guys.
Thanks, Amy. All right.
Wow, that's the quietest you've been in a long time, girl.
she understands how it all works.
Yeah.
And it was great to talk to Adam.
No, nice job. Thank you, Amy. Where'd she go?
She was there. Amy? Oh, no.
Oh.
I lost Amy.
That was Pat.
That was me. All right.
Nice job, Biscuit.
Yeah, I know.
7:29 is the time. Oh, we're doing so well till Pat goes, okay, we're done. Hang up. We got to take a break.
No, hang up. You can say thank you to Amy now.
What?
I hung up on her. I pushed the wrong button.
It wasn't me.
Before I say goodbye, that Adam didn't mention, and I think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
What they've titled this is Dairy for Dairy. I think you can get that.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That is perfect.
Yeah, like so they're going to get some T-shirts made. And, again, I can't say thank you enough to them. It's been an excellent partnership. And high five. If you need milk or if you know a family who's in need of milk, again, get out there June 3rd, Dairy, 10 to noon at the Hood Memorial School in Dairy. So high five to everyone involved. We certainly appreciate it.
Sweet deal. And we will keep mentioning it as we head into the weekend.
That's perfect.
All right. Love you guys, too.
Hey, you have a great week. We'll talk later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 7:30. Now we'll take a break.
Now I can hang up.
We'll be back.